Sisters. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Sister Miriam Jacinta Jagogo, Franciscan Sisters of St. Anna, Luak. Today we are going to talk about what is my role in this. I want to believe that among us we have parents, we have teachers, we have farmers, we have professors, we have adults. What is my role in this? I want you to look, dig deep into your mind, look around, and as you look around, see that young man, drunkard, sleeping by the roadside. Look at that student who has run out of school. Look at those prostitutes on the street. Look at those young children who are left out there helpless for the rapists, the defenseless, the voiceless. Many a times as adults, we tend to blame the youth of today. We criticize them and we condemn them. But today I want us to look into ourselves, as you have just looked into your mind. Ask yourself, what is my role in this that I've seen in my mind? As an adult, what can I do about this to change the situation I've just watched in my mind? You know, as we blame these children or these young adults, we tend to think we are out of the story. But as adults, as parents, as teachers, as whatever you are, don't you think you have contributed to this? I would like to refer you to Acts of the Apostle, chapter 8, verses 30 and 31, where Philip caught up with a eunuch, and he saw him reading a passage from Prophet Isaiah. And Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" The eunuch honestly answered him, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" Look at that child, look at that young man, look at that girl you have seen prostituting, or that addicted young boy, or a dropout. Have you ever acted like Philip? Have you ever stopped to find out, do you understand what you are doing? Do you know why you are doing it? If we can make that move, one or two of these boys or girls will stop and say, "But I didn't know what I was doing. I may be wrong, but I didn't know." Can we grasp that opportunity to give direction, to give instruction? In totality, we may blame these boys and girls, but let's look at ourselves. Whatever they do, whatever they use, it is you and me who has contributed to this. We may blame our children that they just love to go to dance. They just sit down in the house and watch TV. Can you tell me, parents or teachers, whoever you are, can these kids afford to buy a TV? A class 8 child or a form 4 child, can they afford to buy a TV? But if I bought the TV as a parent, I have all the powers to give direction how I want this TV to be used and when. It is me to give direction. But if we leave the child to do whatever she wants, you know, these kids of nowadays are exposed to anything in the society, including their peers. And if we fail to give direction, and naturally human beings look up to something or up to somebody. If me as a parent or as a teacher or as a farmer fail to give direction, the young boy or the child or the young girl will look for it from a peer. And you know, the peer is as good or as bad as she is or he is. So where are we taking our children? Where are we leading the society? Ask yourself that question again. What role am I playing in this? We all yearn for a changed society. We all yearn for a good society. As adults, we are all in this. How many of you ever pray with your children at home? Whichever denomination you are in, how many of you have even given a direction that socially or spiritually, God would love you to live this way or that way? How many of us? We blame them, they don't go to church. Have we ever made the step, like Philip, to give guidance? Human hearts long for God. But you realize we as adults, we have denied them this. And you know, without God, my dear people, I'm repeating, without God, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have lost these kids. Let's pray we have not lost ourselves. But if we have, let's look back and pick it up from wherever we dropped it, so that we give direction to the young people. They need us. What role are you playing in this? Thank you. Tutuliza, malaika mbinguni wananilia.